Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Hey, everyone. It's Wednesday, January 20th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. On today's show, we'll get reaction to an LA poet's inspirational recital at Wednesday's presidential inauguration. Then, why Long Beach's plan to increase grocery worker pay is already facing resistance from industry lobbyists. Plus, we'll check in on the state of COVID at local hospitals, some of which are now over capacity and being forced to ration care. Amanda Gorman is the LA poet who wowed us when she recited her poem, The Hill We Climb, at President Joseph Biden's inauguration today. She spent part of her teen years at Write Girl, a Los Angeles volunteer organization that helps girls hone their writing skills from poetry to journalism. And this morning, a group of students, mentors, and alumni met for a virtual watch party to see Gorman recite her poem on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. KPCC's Caroline Champlin checked in with one mentor to gauge her reaction.
The program helps teenage girls hone their writing skills, from poetry to journalism. And full disclosure, I was in the program too in high school. Michelle Shaheen Sino was Gorman's Write Girl mentor and watched the recitation proudly.
She was incredible, but we all knew she would be.
Shaheen Sino remembers when Gorman was 16 and writing a novel. But with the support of mentors, she volunteered to read a piece of poetry at one of the workshops.
That really started it all. And that's where she found her home in the world, through poetry and performance.
Gorman was working through a speech impediment while at Write Girl. Shaheen Sino said she couldn't detect a hint of it during the reading today and appreciated that President Biden, who struggled with a stutter growing up, chose to share the stage with her.
On Tuesday, the Long Beach City Council passed a new requirement for grocery stores, that workers be paid an extra $4 per hour during the pandemic. But the mandate is already facing legal challenges. To explain, here's KPCC's David Wagner.
Calling grocery workers heroes who face severe risk on the job, lawmakers in Long Beach passed a new measure requiring premium pay at large grocery chains for the next 4 months. Similar proposals are being considered in LA County, Santa Monica, and Santa Ana. But Long Beach is the first to enact a plan. They're also the first to be sued. The morning after the vote, the California Grocers Association filed a lawsuit calling the ordinance unconstitutional. They're seeking an injunction to prevent the premium pay mandate from going into effect until a ruling is made.
And finally, a recent dip in hospitalizations has given embattled LA hospitals a little bit of hope. But at the same time, we're also hearing about the possibility of some health centers going into crisis care. Here's KPCC's Jackie Fortier on what we know and don't know about the state of COVID care.
Crisis care is the last option. It is battlefield medicine where you focus on people most likely to survive. No hospital in LA has gotten there, luckily. The situation has gotten a lot better in the last 2 weeks because there's fewer patients. It is a possibility that if we see another surge, either from New Year's or maybe a more virulent strain, that we could have more people in the hospital. But you know, to borrow a medical term, the hospitals have stabilized. That's not to say we're out of the woods. We're not. Intensive care unit beds have been full for weeks now. They've been putting patients in overflow areas like emergency rooms or operating recovery rooms, sometimes even the gift shop. One administrator told me they put 14 more beds in their auditorium. But the roughly 7,200 hospitalized patients are actually an improvement. We were at about 8,000 just 2 weeks ago.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at LAist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's LAist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and stay up to date with the latest news. Just tell your smart speaker to launch LAist or Get LAist delivered right to your inbox at laist.com/newsletters.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.